Blog Talk Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem. Here on Discipleship Radio.
Here we have a Mizmor Lamed Chet. Lamed Chet. Mizmor Lamed Chet. Psalm 38, Psalm XXX, VIII. The superscription, also called the title, in the KJV Bibles, once again, for the Talmudim, for the disciples. When you look in the KJV Bibles, the superscription, Hebraically, the first verse, the Aleph verse, is the small type you find after the psalm and the number in the KJV versions that's not numbered. It's in the King James Version's translation, but in the Hebrew, that is the first verse. So that's usually the verse that gets the initial emphasis because it sets up the context, especially in the Midrash, in the study of the psalm. So here, in looking at today's psalm and psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet. We have Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir LeHazkir Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir LeHazkir To make memorial. A psalm of David, a Mizmor, a chant, Isis, since Isis, Zamar, Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir LeHazkir, to make memorial. In the King James Version, the KJV, the superscription is translated LeHazkir, LeHazkir, is translated as to bring to remembrance. So we have LeHazkir, to bring to remembrance, according to the KJV. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, we have the translation as to make memorial. Now, why is this important? Well, this is very important because here, in the superscription, in the title, the Hebraic, the Hebrew, Aleph verse, the first verse, the Aleph verse, we have Mizmor LeDawid, LeHazkir. A psalm of David, Mizmor LeDawid, to make memorial. KJV translates it as to bring to remembrance. But what is LeHazkir, LeHazkir, LeHazkir? What is LeHazkir? Is it to make memorial or to bring to remembrance? And why is the key for us, especially in I&I sabbatical studies, in the discipleship, and in the Torah studies, here when we begin with Vayikra, Vayikra, and he called, Vayikra, Vayikra, Kara, and he called, and Yahuwah Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he called out of the tabernacle, the Ohel Moed, out of the Mishkan, the sanctuary, to Moshe, beginning off the third book of Moses, known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, the cipher of he called, the calling. So here we have a few important themes. One is the call and the calling. Many are called, few are chosen. Robeinu Yeshua HaMashiach reminds us. So the idea of the call, called to be a holy nation, right? A holy nation, and a chosen priesthood, a priesthood, a royal priesthood, right? A royal priesthood, a kingdom, right? Of the priesthood, a royal priesthood. So in the Old Testament, we had the beginning and the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem's intent, the Holy One's intent for Yisrael. Now here, if we turn the scriptures, let's go to a little study right here, and how today's Psalm, Psalm 38, and in the season concerning Leviticus is very much a key. We're going to be zooming in on chapter 2, in particular verse 2, with the sweet savor offerings. The second item in Leviticus chapter 2 is the what's called the meat offering. Now the meat offering, as it's called in the translation, is actually a bloodless offering. More correctly, it should be referred to as the meal offering. Hebraically is the mincha. The mincha, some enunciate as the mincha, the mincha, the mincha, mincha. The mincha is the meal offering. The meal offering, it is usually a grain offering, and it's also what is called a bloodless offering. Here, this is Moshiach. This is Messiah, Christos, Christ, the anointed Moshiach, in his human perfections, tested by sufferings. So here's a reference to the Torah, the direction, instruction, the Torah of this offering. Furthermore, in Leviticus chapter 6, Leviticus chapter 6, verse 14 to verse 23. This is just bringing detail and light to Leviticus chapter 2. How is Leviticus chapter 2, in particular verse 2, related with the superscription, first verse of today's Psalm Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, a Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance, or more better, to make memorial. Mizmor Lidawi Lehazkir, Lehazkir, Lehazkir. What is Lehazkir? So let's get to the root word Hazkir, Hazkir, Lehazkir. To make memorial within the Levitical sense, to make memorial, right, the memorial offering, that memorial in the Levitical sense, then we have the idea of bringing to remembrance through that act, bringing to remembrance before he who be, who he be, through that act of offering. So the act of offering. So what is this act of offering that David here in Mizmor Ledawi Lehazikir is doing and accompanying with the Psalms? So here we have the Psalms and David and David in the tabernacle of David, bringing out the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, man after Yahweh, Jehovah's own heart, bringing out the new covenant sense, the liturgical use, the higher use, according to the pattern that we have in HaTorah, according to the pattern that we have in Torah, and especially here in Leviticus, the third book, and we have David of the tribe of Judah, bringing forward even that higher aspect of the offering and that heart, the heart of the matter, according to Yahuwah, according to Jehovah HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. And it's important to note, also important to note, that this is what is called a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to or expressing penance. So often the psalm is referred to as a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to penance or expressing a state of penitence, like a repentance state. So what is today's psalm associated with? What's an overview? Let's get some a basic 411 overview, and then we can elaborate more on Lehazikir. Then Lehazikir would come into a better context. Now, in some translations, based on the KJV, the superscription is included as verse 1. In some Bibles, like here, looking in this particular Bible, I'm looking in Scopus Study Bible, a Psalm of David to bring to remembrance is before the first so-called proper verse. But in the online, the Word software that we have, Advantage of right here, it includes it within the first verse. So it's all included as the first verse. So here to put today's Psalm, Psalm 38, a penitential psalm, and also in the Sefer Tehillim, it is deemed a penitent prayer, a repentant prayer, a repentant prayer, bringing out that sense even more today, because we're going from like the older translation, even the JJD, and bringing it into today's context. So today's psalm, the author, and here we can take Dawid, David, because the superscription means more, Dawid. Here, David, the author, asked Adonai to deliver, to deliver him, to snatch him from his enemies. He confesses his sin, his uckery, his falling short, his missing of the mark, and he recognizes that cognizance and recognition. He recognizes that the crisis that he faces, and we faces, is the result of divine discipline. So here, this psalm has a theme of confessing one's falling short, missing the mark, and recognizing that the crisis that one is facing in context with today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, is the result of divine discipline. And that word discipline, tokaha, discipline, and also connected to musa, discipline, as well as instruction or correction. Sometimes in the translation, it's been translated into English as chastening. Every son whom the father loves, he chastens, he disciplines. So here, facing the result, right, facing this crisis, right, which is the result of divine chastisement, divine discipline, and we say discipleship. Yet, he begins, right, by begging Yahuwah, right, he begs Yahuwah not to reject him. So thus we have the first verse here, right, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Mizmor l'David l'hazikir Yahuwah Allah b'katzpeka t'orki chayim Yahuwah Allah b'katzpeka t'orki chayim. Neither chasten me in thy wrath. Uava chamatika te yasareini. Neither chasten I in thy wrath. Uva chamatika ham. Don't be ham. Asking Yahuwah Jehovah not to go ham. Uva hamatika in the eyes, hamat, in the eyes, wrath, fiery, hot, ham, in the eyes, ham, in the eyes, wrath. Uva hamatika te yasareini. Chasten me not, neither chasten me not. So here is the opening of today's psalm. Now, the superscription, Lehazikir. What about Lehazikir? Right? The Hebrew text, Lehazikir, may be translated, and it has been translated as to bring or to cause to remember, to bring to remembrance. This is what we have in the 1611 KJV translation, to bring to remembrance. to cause to remember. Now, the same form, and here we have Hebraically according to the Hebrew grammar, getting into the grammar of the matter, we have the hefil, right, the infinitive, right? So we have zakar, the root word zakar, to remember. Zakar, the H2142, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar has three entries, right? The H2142, a very key word, zakar. Zakar. What is zakar? Zakar properly is to mark. To mark so as to be recognized. To mark so as to be recognized. The sense of this in S, to remember. So when we remember, it's to mark something so as what we mark is recognized. The second entry for the Hebrew zakar, the H2142, is to mention zakar. The third entry, also as a denominative, right, is to be male. So zakar, to mark, that is to remember, to mention, zakar, and to be male, zakar. So we have male and female, he created them. Male, zakar u nekeba, zakar u nekeba, right? Zakar, male, to be male. Now, the entry in the KJV use from this root, this Hebrew root word, zakar, right? Zakar, to remember, to mark, to mention, to be male. Often, this root word has been translated, this is very interesting, a couple of the senses that's translated. One, to burn Aishans, as we have even in the connection right here with Lehazakir, to burn Aishans, the sense of earnestly, the sense to be male, to mention, to make mention of, to be mindful, to recount, to record, zakar, recorder, remember, make to be remembered, to make to be remembered, to bring, right, to bring to remembrance, as we have transcend the KJV, Psalm 38, the superscription connected with the first verse, to bring to remembrance, to call to remembrance, to come to remembrance, to keep to remembrance, to put to remembrance, to bring in remembrance, to keep in remembrance, right? To think on, in the sense of think well, to think on. So here we get to the very root of lehazikir, right? With zakar. Right, zakar. Now, why is that important with Wayikra? With Wayikra in Leviticus chapter 2. Right, in Leviticus chapter 2, what do we have right here? Right, in Leviticus chapter 2, it says, the meal offering, in connection with the meal offering, the mincha, Hebraically, mincha, HaKohen, the priest was commanded to make the memorial part azkara, to make the memorial part azkara thereof smoke up on the altar. In Leviticus chapter 2, at the second verse, here it reads, Vehiktir Hakohena eta aza karataha ha mizabecha ishe reyach niyachoha layahua. So the fuller verse right here, we're reading from the Chumash right here, where it says, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke. Where he could hear, he could tear to burn Aishan, to cause Aishan to smoke. He could tear, where he could tear HaKohen, the priest shall cause to smoke et Hazakarata, et Azkarata, the memorial part thereof smoke. Ha Mizbeha, on the Mizbeha, on the altar. Ha Mizbeha, on the altar. Ishe Reyach, Niyahuach, LaYahuah, an offering made by fire. Ishe, the word Ishe being brought out from the Hebrew is an offering made by fire, is the Ishe Reyach, Niyahuach, LaYahuah. An offering made by fire of a sweet savor, of a sweet savor, of a Reyach, Niyahuach, Reyach, Niyahuach, Reyach, Niyahuach. Sweet savor, sweet smell, LaYahuah, to Jehovah, to He who be, who He be. So that's the connection with Le Hazikir right here. We have the Le Hazikir, right? We also have this in the heading, superscription, the title of Psalm 70, Le Hazikir. Now some understand this based on the scripture in the sense of for the memorial offering, for the memorial offering. But it also carries the idea of bringing one's plight to Ha-Elohim, Yahuwah, to Jehovah's attention. So both the connection of the memorial part of the offering, the remembrance part, memorial part, and in the bringing to effect what we have here in Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 2, verse 2, this also causes to bring the one's plight, who is the offerer. And when you look at this in the fuller context right here, let's just bring KJV to light. And all this is connected with Leviticus and also how the Psalms, such as the Psalms of Dawid, reflect that Hebrew prophecy concerning our Lord coming from the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah. What Dawid brings forward here, even in today's Psalm Mizmor Lamed Chet. So here, KJV reads verse 1 and 2, and when any will offer a, KJV says meat offering, as we explained, the meat there is in the old English sense of meat as something to be eaten, but more correctly, it's a meal. It's a grain offering. The meal offering, LaYahuah, to Jehovah, his offering shall be a fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it and put frankincense thereon. Verse 2, and he shall bring it to Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, to Aaron's sons, the priests, and he shall take there out his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, LaYahuah, to Jehovah. Now, immediately if one is paying attention, will notice the difference in the translation. Here KJV says, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar. From the Hebrew, in the Sefer Chumash, from the Hebrew right here, we have the translation, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke upon the altar, where he kadir HaKohen eta azkarataha HaMizabeha Ishe Yareyacha Nikoha LaYahuah, This is a better translation from the Hebrew. The better translation from the Hebrew is, and the priest shall make the memorial part, the Azkara, or the Azkarata, thereof smoke, Hikatir, we are from the Kitaret, Katar, to smoke, to burn Asians, Hikatir, where Hikatir HaKohen, et Azkarataha, Ha Mizbeha, on the altar of the Mizbeha, Ishe, offering made by fire, Ishe, Reyacha Nichoha, sweet savor, sweet smelling, Reyach Niyachoha, Layahua, to Jehovah. So here KJV just brings out a sense of shall burn the memorials. You could either say burn it, but the Hebraic, where Hikatir, Hikatir, to Katar, Kitaret, to cause it to smoke, and being an offering made by fire of a sweet savor. So the memorial, the word in the KJV, memorial, mo better, is the memorial part, the Azkarata, right? So as we just go a little bit forward here, just to bring out this sense of the superscription, what is it saying, and how should this be understood so we can give praise with overstanding. Now here, this psalm, in common with Psalm 70, verses 1 to 5, to the chief musician, the Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. So here again we have this idea in Psalm 70, to bring to remembrance, or to make memorial, the Azkarata. So here it bears the inscription Le Hazkir, as we have in today's psalm, Le Hazkir, Mizmor Le David, Le Hazkir, Psalm of David, a chant, Isaac of David, David, to make remembrance, Le Hazkir. Now the chronicler, in Chronicles, we have 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, refers to these here, Hazkir Psalms together with the Hodu and the Hallelujah. So they have the Hodu, to give thanks, oh give thanks, Hallelujah, praise ye Yah, and the Hazkir. So the Hazkir, the remembrance. So here the chronicler in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 4, let's go there. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 4 says, and he appointed, of the Levites to minister before the ark of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to record and to thank and praise Yahuwah, Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true power of Yisrael. So here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 4, KJV version, and he appointed. Now the word certain is italicized, so it's not there. So he appointed of the Levites to minister before the ark, the Tabot in the Ethiopic, before the Aaron, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to record, and to thank, and praise Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael. Let's just bring this down to Hebrew right here, this verse right here. Bring this up. Vayitein lifnei Aaron Yahuwah Nina Halloween Me Shartin Uale Hazikir Uale Hodot Uale Halel La Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. So here, very interesting, this relation, this connection here in the Hazkir, to bring to remembrance here in today's psalm is strictly Levitical. The question that should be asked and we will ask is, how and why is Dawid of the tribe of Judah bringing out this higher Levitical point, as we have the epistle to the Hebrews concerning, you know, the tribe of Judah? We're going to bring that out as an exhibit right here, here, here. It is evident that Adonainu, our Adonai, sprang out of Yehuda, Judah, of which tribe Moshe spake nothing concerning priesthood. Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood from the tribe of Yehuda, but here we have Dawid, here we have David, right? Even in the Brit Yeshana, here we have Dawid, here we have David speaking to these Levitical things here in this penitence prayer, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, here in the superscription, a Psalm of David, Lehazkir. Lehazkir. And here in First Chronicles chapter 16 verse 4, it reads, and he appointed of the Levites to minister before the Aaron Yahuwah, the Ark of Jehovah, and to record Lehazkir, to record and to thank and praise Yahuwah Elohe Israel, to praise he who be we be the power, the Elohim of Yisrael. So here, what we have to ask is in First Chronicles, right? In First Chronicles, chapter 16, who are we speaking of? Verse 1 says, so they brought the ark of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings, lifnei Elohim, before Elohim. And when Dawid had made an end of offering the burnt offerings, the olot, and the peace offerings, the shalamim, he blessed ha'am, the people, in the name, the Shem Yahuwah, the name of he who be, we be. And he dealt to every one of Yisrael, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread. So we have this idea of a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And verse 4, now the connectivity with what we have here in today's psalm and also what we have in First Chronicles in the scripture, giving us a better understanding, so give praise, as Psalm 47 verse 7 says, give praise, Isaac, with understanding, skillfully overstanding. Here he appointed, so Dawid appointed of the Levites to minister before the Aaron, Yahuwah, the Aaron, the Ark of Jehovah, for the Tabernacle of Exiliah, and to record, and to thank, and praise he who be we be, the power, true good, true God of Yisrael. Why yitain lifnei Aaron Yahuwah min ha'lewim mi'sharitim u'ale hazikir u'ale hodot u'ale halel la Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. So here the chronicler in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 4 refers to the Hazkir, to the Hodot, to the Halel, to the Hazkir Psalms, the Remembrance Psalms, to the Hodu Psalm, to the Thank Psalm, and to the Hallelujah, right? The praise, the Ilulta Psalm. In connection with the presentation of the meal, the Mincha, the meal offering called the Mincha, right? Some Yehudi refer to it as Mincha. You may hear Mincha. Hebraically is Mincha, right? Mincha, right? And the Minchot, right? The meal offering, the portion of the meal. Remember, the meal offering is a bloodless offering. It's a grain, right? A grain offering. Right? Because some would think that when we said Leviticus and the offerings and the sacrifice and the offerings, one might think it's always debtors or always no. But here, this is very important, the meal offering, the significance of what David has here in the superscription of Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet. So a portion of the meal offering was cast into the altar fire, vis-a-vis a handful of the meal, the grain, mixed with oil, and the entirety of the incense, and we have this here in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, Vayikra, right? Perek Beit, right? Verse 8, right? So here in the house, right, a handful of meal, of grain mixed with oil, and the whole of the ashes of the incense. This portion was called the Azkara, right? The Azkara offering. And now here we have, this is Anamnesis. I'm looking at the coin of Greek right here. There's this comparison here in the notes right here. And to offer it, so the Azkara from Zakar, remembrance, memorial, to offer it, Hazkir, the hefil of it, because, and the reason is because the ascending smoke was intended to bring the owner of the offering into remembrance, lehazkir. So both the memorial part, making that memorial offering, is to bring the owner of the offering into remembrance with Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be I, Elohim, true God, in connection with the presentation of this memorial portion of the Mincha, the two Psalms, speaking about Psalm 38, with the superscription of the Hazkir, and Psalm 70, superscription of the Hazkir. Right, so the two Psalms are appointed to be used as prayers, penitential psalm, repentance psalm, as prayers. Hence we have the inscription at the presentation of the Azkara. At the presentation of the Azkara. Mizmor le David le Hazikir. Le Hazikir is the presentation of the Azkara, which is the portion taken from the meal offering, from the mincha, the meal offering, the grain offering. Now the LXX, it's interesting, it has Serito Sabato, right? Perhaps equivalent to last Shabbat. We have this right here. So in this psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, we find a repetition of a peculiarity of the penitential psalm, the Hebrew repentance psalm, vis-a-vis that the praying one has to complain not only of afflictions of body and soul, but also of outward enemies who come forward as his accusers and take occasion of his sin, of his mockery, of his lack, his falling short, his missing the mark, to take occasion of his sin to prepare the way for his ruin. This arises from the fact that the Berit Hashana Mitmanai, the believer, right, whose perception of Chet, sin, right, was not as yet so spiritual. So we have a more spiritual, a more refined, from the five cycle to the meta five cycle, metaphysical, spiritual understanding. But here we have the Old Testament. This is the Old Testament, Mitmanai, right, whose perception of Chet, sin, Akri, was not as yet so spiritual and deep. that we have in the Brit Chadash, in the Brit Chadash for Dawid, but David's perception, man, after Yahweh, Jehovah's own heart, his perception, as we find in today's psalm, is much deeper. Right? This is where we make the connection even with Hebrews. Right? It's evident that the Reuven sprang from the tribe, the Ma'er, Yehuda, tribe of Judah. Right? So it's not as deep. So here we have almost always calls to mind some sinful act that has become openly known. So here in the case of Dawid, some put forward that is the Bathsheba, that this psalm, as well as other psalms, is connected with the testimony, right? The testimony, and you could say the liturgy, speaking to that particular situation right there. But his sin, his sinful act, his deed, has become openly known. So the psalm here speaks to that uckery, that falling short that has become openly known, and the foes, the enemies, the haters, who would then prepare for one's ruin because we got you, right? These are the instruments of the satanic power of evil, of calumny, of hurt, of wrong, of misfortune, of bad things, right? So Psalm 38 verse 21, very interesting, this verse right here. We have Yistanuni. Is this Yistanuni? Yistanuni, right? Yistanuni. I think we have this here in today's psalm, Psalm 38. Let's look at this verse right here, just to bring this out as an example right here. It says right here, is it verse 21, verse 21, in the KJV verse 21, here we have this, they also that repay evil for good are adversaries to me, because I follow the thing that is good, the thing that good is, right? So here we have Yistanun, so the word in the Hebrew, Sitanuni. Sitanuni, the Satan, the satanic, Sitanuni, Yistanuni, Yistanuni, Yistanuni Tachat, right? Tofe, oh, go to say, yes, oh, good, because I follow that which good is, right? So this becomes susceptible to the new covenant mitmanah. In the new covenant sense, you can perceive what Dawid, the higher sense that he's coming from, but according to the pattern, right? That pattern of, we say, of Levi or Aaron there, right? So more perceptible to the Brit Chadash mitmanah, even without the intervention of outward foes, desires the death of the sinning one, whereas Ha'el, the true good, the true God, wills that he and we should live. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, today's psalm, a penitential psalm, repentance psalm, Psalm 38, placed immediately after Psalm 37, some say on account of the similarity of its close to the Tav, or the Tawei strophe of that psalm. It begins today's psalm like Psalm 6, verses 1 to 10. If we regard David's adultery as the occasion of it, more especially connecting 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14, then Psalm 6, verses 1 to 10, Psalm 38, Psalm 51, and Psalm 32, verse 1 to 11, they form a chronological series, a chronological series. Dawid, David, the well-beloved, and I is distressed, both in mind and body, forsaken by his friends and regarded by his foes as one who is cast off forever. The fire of divine anger burns within him like a fever, and the divine Ivine withdrawal, as it were, rests upon him like darkness, like disillumination. But he and I fight his way by prayer through this fire and this darkness to the bright confidence, the confidence, the confidence of the true faith, the faith of the King of Kings. The song, the mizmor, although it is the pouring forth of such elevated and depressed, downpressed feelings, is nevertheless symmetrically and skillfully laid out. It consists of three main paragraphs that divide into four. We have Psalm 38, verse 2, 3, Psalm 38, verse 10, and 4, Psalm 38, verse 16, tetrastiches. That's metrical divisions when you look at it as a composition. The way in which the names, and this is the key, the way in which the names of Ha'el, the El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, are brought in is well conceived. The first word of the first group or the paragraph is Yahuwah, Jehovah, he will be, he be. The first word of the second group is Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. And in the third, Yahuwah and Adonai, in the third group, Yahuwah and Adonai are used interchangeably twice. The psalm, in common with Psalm 70, first five verses, bears the inscription Le Hazikir, Le Hazikir, to make memorial, to bring, to cause, to remember, to bring to remembrance, 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 to remembrance.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaberim. Shalom, Rastafari Wednesdays right here, Wisdom Wednesday. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 38, and it's a part of that group, like we had Psalm 51, that penitence, the Hebrew sinner's prayer, considering what David had done, did, and the connection here, even with today's daily psalm. But this psalm here, as I listen, even right there, that audible right there, Davidic worship, liturgy, and Leviticus. Zooming in on the superscription in Psalm 38, as well as Psalm 70, the Hebrew is Le Hazikir. In one translation, to bring to remembrance, and the next concerning that memorial, that azkara offering, you know, that handful of the mincha offering and the aishins. In other words, even though David had, in that sense, ucked up, he's saying to Yahuwah, you know, he's going to bring all that smoke. You know, we have to renew these kind of terminologies, especially with the way. You know, we talk about smoke, you don't get all that smoke, but actually in bringing that smoke was a part of the offering. KJV says to cause it to burn, but the Hebrew sense is to cause it to smoke, to cause it to be like aishins, you know, that sweet, you know, that sweet scent, that offering. And it's very, very interesting Hebraically with worship and the aishins offering, and the theme of smoke as well. But there, that was just a kind of an overview. Here, another link to these themes, these Hebraic worship themes of the aishins, the offering, the smoke, the praises, the fire.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Put your hands up. Even there, we say put your hands up. But check it. So Hasatan, the well-fleshed Satanic Seclorum, has taken some key kind of themes and spun them around, you know, concerning the smoke. You know what I mean? You want that smoke? No, we bring Yahuwah that smoke and that sweet offering, even that aishins, right? And we put our hands up in Toada, in prayer and praise, right here. Once again, Psalm 141, this theme, Davidic worship. Remember, David was a man after Yahuwah's own heart. And as we study these key themes, even in the ancient fair understanding of Chatiat and Chet and sin was not as fully refined as we have in the Brit Chadasha. But check this, the aishins, right, and the offerings, the aishins, and that emphasis on that sweet savor, you know, that sweet savor offering, that sweet smell offering right there. it brings to mind spiritual ideas, Hebraically and in reality, you know, in offering that Aishin. So even these ideas, mean my prayer right here.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense, the as incense, the prayer be set forth before thee as prayer be set forth before thee. Prayer be set forth before thee. Forth before thee. Forth before thee. Forth. Prayer be set forth before thee. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. As the evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. As the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Shematem. Shematem. Y'all heard right there, the evening. Here for the evening service right here, the evening psalm here for the fourth day of the Shavuot, which is called by the Gentiles Wednesday. Here we have the standing psalm, Psalm 94, Shema.
Psalm 94.
Yeah.
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yes, I. Here, Ivrit, here's the Hebrew of today, the evening psalm, Psalm 94, here in the Hebrew. Interesting psalm, it's a theme of vengeance. Vengeance, job, vengeance, love. Why?
מזמור צד דלת אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. Dinase shofet haaretz, Hashev gemul al geim. Ad matai resha'im Adonai, ad matai resha'im ya'alozu. Yabbi'u yedabberu atak, yit'ammeru kol po'ale aben. Ammecha Adonai yedakke'u, venahalaticha ya'annu. Almana veger yaharogu, vitomim yeratsehu. Vayomeru, lo yir'eya, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיע, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי הם הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו, להשקיט לו ממרע, עד יקרא לרשע שחת, כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולי אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא אבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק, יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ואלוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את עונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
The evening psalm right here, Psalm 94 for the fourth day. That's called nowadays Wednesday. And here today's daily psalm, Psalm 38.
Psalm 38.
Shema Yisrael.
Mizmor lamedhet, mizmor le David lehaskir.
O Lord, O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath.
Adonai, Adonai, al beketzpecha tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uvahamatecha teyassereni, 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 teyassereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me. And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, Hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. My salvation, 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 my salvation.
And here for this fourth day, the fourth day Aliyah right here. Here we're in the weekly Torah portion, Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat bow. Sabbath go in. Right here, Yahuwah called for Moshe to go in on Paro, on the great house. Right here, fourth day Aliyah.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir, O Yisrael, here for the Revi'i. Here for the Rebbe, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up here for this Shabbat Bo, Sabbath Go. Here from the Sefer Shemot. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 11, here at verse 4, for the Rebbe, here for the fourth Aliyah. Vayomer Moshe, Koh Hamari Hua, Kah Tzota Halaila, Ani Yotzeya Betoka Mitzrayim. And Moshe said, thus, like this, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, About midnight, will I go out into the midst of Mitzrayim, into the midst of Egypt. Vayomer Moshe, and Moses said, Vayomer Moshe, koh, thus, like this, koh, amar, koh, amar, Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, kach tzot halayla, about midnight, kach tzot halayla, about midnight, ani, Yotzei will go. Ani Yotzei, I will go betok into the midst, betok Mitzrayim. I will go out into the midst of Egypt. Vayomer Moshe, kohamar Yahuwah, kach tzota halayla. Ani Yotzei betoka Mitzrayim. And all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant that behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beast, who made to call a bechora be'eretz Mitzrayim, mi bechora paro hayosheva ala kiso ada bechora hashifacha. Asherah, Achara, Ha-re Chaim, U-kola Bekora Beheima. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. Wi-haita Sa'aka Gedola Bikola Eretza Mitzrayim Ashera Kamohu Lo Nihi Yataha We Kamohu Lo Tosi. But against any of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye, that y'all may know how that Yahuwah, how Jehovah doth put a difference between HaMitzrayim, the Egyptians, and Yisrael. Ulekola b'nei Yisrael aloa yachirata kelev lishon lemeisha wa'ada beheima lema'ana teduna shara yafleh yawa beina mitraim uvene Yisrael. And all these thy servants shall come down to me, to I, and bow down themselves to me, to I, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, I. And after that, I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh, from Pharaoh, from the great house, in a great anger. With Yardua Kola Evadeka Ele Elai, where he shall tachu li lemor. Hey, ata, we call ha'ama asher be'aragleka, we achere kin, etzei. Why etzei ma'ima paroa ba'chori af. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Why yomeri Yehovah el Moshe lo yishma'a elechem paro lima'ana revota moftaya bereta Mitzrayim. And Moshe and Aharon, Moses and Aaron, did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And Yahweh and Jehovah hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the B'nai Yisrael send the children, the sons of Yisrael, to go out of his land. Moshe v'Aharon asu et kol ha'mofetim ha'ele lifnei Pharaoh. Waya Chazekia Hua eta leva paro with loa shilacha eta bene Yisrael me arzo. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 12. The contest with Pharaoh, parenthesis, the Passover. Ha Pesach, Pesach. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe and Aharon in the land of Mitzrayim, saying, this month, this moon shall be to you the beginning of months of moons. It shall be the first moon, the first month of the year to you. Vayomer Yehovah el Moshe el Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim leimor. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe and to Aaron in the land Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lemor, saying, Ha Chodesha Hazeh Lakem Rosh Chadashim Rishon Hu Lachem Lichadshe HaShana. This month, this moon, Ha Chodesh Hazeh, this new moon, this new month, Ha Chodesha Hazeh Lachem, shall be to you all, Rosh Chadashim, the head, the Rosh, the Ras of the Chadashim, of the new moon, the new months, Rosh Chadashim Rishonohu, it shall be the first moon, the first month, Rishonohu Lachem, to you all, L'chadshei ha'shana. It shall be the first month, the first moon of the year to you all. Speak y'all, to all the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, saying, in the tenth day of this month, of this moon, they shall take to them every man Alam, according to the house of their fathers, patriarchs, a lamb for an house. Davru, speak, y'all. Davru. Illa kola data Davru, speak. Davru, speak, y'all. Davru illa kola data Israel. Speak, y'all, to the congregation, to all the congregation. Davru il kola edat Yisrael, the congregation, the edat of Yisrael, lemor, saying, in the 10th day of this month, be'asur la chodesha hazeh. We yikachua lahem aisha se leveta avota se la bait. In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to their fathers' houses. A lamb for a household. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him make him and his neighbor next to Beito, his house, take according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye all shall take out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye all shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, the same moon. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorposts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. With bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire his head and with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. And ye all shall let no thing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye all shall burn with fire. And thus, like this, shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye and y'all shall eat it in haste. It is Yahuwah, Jehovah's pass. Na elekem de ragalekem ua mak elakem de yedekem wa ekaltem oto de chipazon pesach la yahwa pesach who la yahwa. It is Jehovah's Passover. Pesach who la yahwa. He is Jehovah's Passover. Redemption, typical. First item by blood, verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Mitzrayim of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I be he who he be. We avarti, and I will pass. We avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, for I will go through, I will pass over through. We avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim, ba laila hazeh, for I will pass through the land of Mitzrayim in this night. with Avartia de Eretan Raim Balaila Haze, where he Ketia Kola Bechora de Eretan Raim, me Adam, with Allah Behema, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast. May Adam from man with Ad and to Behema and to beast. Uvakola Elohe Mitzrayim E'aise Shifati Ani Hoa. And against all the Elohim of Mitzrayim, Uvakola Elohe Mitzrayim, E'aise Shifati, I will execute, I will do judgments. E'aise Shifati, I will do judgments. Ani Hoa, I be Jehovah. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye, where y'all. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Mitzrayim with Haya Hadam. And shall be Hadam, the blood, with Haya Hadama Lachem. And the blood shall be to you all, with Haya Hadama Lachem, Malachem, 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 Malachem. Ota Allah Bati, 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 shall be to you for a token. Le Ota Al Habati, upon the houses. Upon the houses Asher Ratem Sham, upon the houses where ye, where y'all are. Asher Atem Sham, with Raiti Eta Hadam, and when I see the blood, with Raiti Eta Hadam, and when I see the blood, Ua Farasachiti, Ufa Sachiti Lechem, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We raiti et hadam uafa sachitia elekem kem kem. With lo yihye ba kem ba kem ba negef la mashchita be ha koti be eretz amitrayi. And there shall be no plague, and there shall be no plague upon you, upon y'all, to destroy you. With lo yihye vachema negefa le mashachit, when I smite the land of Mitzrayim, be ha koti be eretz Mitzrayim, the memorial of redemption by dam, by blood. Verse 14. And this day shall be to you, to y'all, for a memorial. And ye all shall keep it a feast, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah throughout your generations. Ye y'all shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever, for ever. 7 days shall ye all eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye all shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Yisrael. And in the first day there shall be an holy and Isla convocation, an Isla set apart out called gathering. And in the seventh day there shall be an island holy convocation out called set apart, I assembly to you all, to y'all. No manner of work shall be done in them save, except that which every man must eat. Only that only may be done, that only may be done of you, that only may be done of y'all. Uvayom harishona mikra kodesh. And in the first day, uvayom ubayom harishon, and in the rishon, and in the first day, there shall be to you an ayla avocation. Uvayom Harishona Mikra Kodesh shall be a Mikra Kodesh, an outcalled holy assembly. And in the seventh day, a Mikra Kodesh Uvayom HaShevi Kola ne laka lo ya ase vahem akashara ya akela le kol nefeshohu le bado ya ase lakem. No manner of work shall be done in them save that which every man must eat. That only may be done by you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye all observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first, on the 14th day of the month of the moon at evening, y'all shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the moon of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. Ye, y'all, shall eat no thing leavened in all your habitations. Shall ye eat unleavened bread.
No leaven, burn it out.
Everybody knew for too long now. The pressure upon the youth is up, it don't make we rise again. Alright, blaze up the herbs and pass me the chalice. Burning out the hatred, now we burning out the malice. No racist, can't see the police. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the palace. Alright. Keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never been.
So here for the fourth day, Aliyah here, 15th sabbatical study, Shabbat Bo. A couple key themes. The judgment came at midnight. Check. And also the significant theme of the blood. So here I got a little Rhema tune. You know, every time I see the blood, Bevrit, Kol Pa'am, Shani Roe Et Hadam. Kol Pa'am, Shani Roe She'ani, when I Roe see Et Hadam, see the blood. Kol Pa'am, Shani Roe Et Hadam.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Kol Pa'am, Shani Roe Et Hadam. Every time I see the blood.
The spirit of the devil live up a standard in a dem section. Them think we smart, but them have the wrong perception. The blood that we protection. Anytime you see me blood,
step on this job and
one of them and you wanna be sick of a straight and go long enough it. Pass over.
I did try to get you, you know. Jama, disappointed, don't be disappointed. It's another rhythm culture production.
Decide to play
playing that song again. Low bad mind, yo, make a damn of them. No care what they say, I do them. Can't get rid of you. Decipher DJ, just again, the man.
Yo, yo. Jamma. I'm nice, it's an appointment, but nobody's
live racial and religious groups whose origins are obscured by legend. The Falasha Jews link themselves to ancient Israel. Yet the sounds of the Hebrew language are new to the Falasha. Their religion is Judaic, but they are not regarded as Semitic. Rather, they are a native people converted many centuries ago.
Ata,
Holech,
El,
Bet,
Haknesset.
Young Falasha now study Amharic, the official language of Ethiopia, but their mode of living remains strongly Judaic. It grew out of the battles fought by the ancestors of these children against armies of the emperors and Muslims alike. Their prolonged struggles ensured the survival of the Falasha and their faith. In the village of Ambober near Gondar, it is the eve of Fasica, the traditional Passover. The annual cleansing of the synagogue is performed by priests and monks. Monastic life, common to Christian faith, was adopted long ago by the Falasha Jews. Married women mix dough for the ceremonial unleavened bread used in the Passover feast. It is baked on a clay griddle. Many Falasha beliefs are outside the body of Jewish faith. The Falasha do not observe all dietary laws. They know little of sacred lore beyond the Old Testament. And the Sabbath is a woman who intercedes with God for both the righteous and sinners.
Rewind and come back, selector.
But passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses, but passed over their houses, but passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their destruction to the Egyptians. Destruction to the Egyptians, destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve, 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 on Passover Eve.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is. From the beginning to the end, you can never change. So we're just Rasta from
creation. Living in the world, yes, I do.
Civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the race of life.
Let's cook away the voice.
Yes, yes, yes. Times like these, Marcus Garvey there saying you have become complacent and those nations run away with everything. But here today's Daily Song.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's Daily Song. We have song.
Adonai,
rebuke me not in thy wrath.
Adonai, al beketzbecha tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure.
Uvahamatecha teyassereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me. And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. Because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. My salvation, my salvation, my salvation, my salvation. My salvation. Lame Chait, Psalm 38. Mizmor le David le Hazakir, 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 Hazakir. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm is Mizmor Lamed Chait. Lamed Chait. We have Psalm 38, Psalm XXXVIII, from the Sefer Tehillim. Psalm Lamed Chait, Psalm 38. Mizmor le David. Le Hazkir, Le Hazkir, Le Hazkir, Hazkir, Hazkir. A psalm to make memorial, to bring to remembrance, a psalm of David, Mizmor Le David, Mizmor Le David, Le Hazkir, Le Hazkir. Now, the author, David, asked Adonai to deliver him from his enemies, from his haters. He confesses his sin, his chatiyat, his chatat, his akari, his sin, his falling short, his lack, his missing the mark, his akari, generally speaking, and recognizes that the crisis he faces is the result of divine discipline. Yet, he begs Adonai, he begs the Lord not to reject him. Here in the superscription we have, Le Hazkir, the Hazkir, the Hazkir. We also have this in the heading of Psalm 70, LXX, Psalm 70, Psalm LXX, Le Hazkir, to make memorial, to bring to remembrance. KJV reads, to bring to remembrance, Psalm of David, Mizmor le David, le Hazkir, to bring to remembrance. Now, some say that the meaning is not, as some of the older commentators may have supposed, to bring the plight of the sufferer to Elohim's remembrance, the true good, the true God's remembrance. The word is best to be understood in a technical sense in connection with the meal offering, what's known as the meal offering. The priest, HaKohen, was commanded to make the memorial part, or the Azkara, what's known as the Azkara, the memorial part thereof, to smoke. Make it smoke upon the altar, the Mizbeach, according to Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2. It is therefore possible, some say, that the term, it implies that the psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the intonation, was chanted while that part of the sacrificial act took place. That it indicates a type of temple chanting. Type of temple chanting is to be concluded from the statement that we have in 1 Chronicles XVI and 4, 1 Chronicles 16, chapter 16, verse 4, where it reads, and he appointed certain of the Levites, the Lewim, the Lewawian, to minister before the ark of Hashem, the ark of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, and to celebrate and to celebrate le hazkir, as we have in the superscription to today's daily psalm, the Lamed Chait, 38th psalm, to celebrate in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and 4. The Hebrew is le hazkir, to celebrate, to bring to remembrance, to celebrate, and to thank and praise Yahuwah. Praise Jehovah, praise the Gaziel, to state in the good, the generous Ab, Father. So just right here in the superscription and going through the Aleph, Beit, Gimel, first three verses. So the Hebrew text, to cause to remember, to bring to remembrance, to make memorial, Le Hazakir. Compare that with the Hebrew of First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4. Where it says, and he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of Jehovah and to celebrate Lehazkir and to bring to remembrance, to make memorial. But here, to celebrate, to celebrate, and to thank and to praise Jehovah. Praise Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah. The Hebrew. To cause to remember.
Cause to remember.
The same form, we have the Hefil infinitive Zakar, 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 to remember. As we said, it also appears in the heading of Psalm LXX, Psalm 70. Now, some understand this in the sense, as we mentioned, of, quote, for the memorial, what's known as the memorial, the remembrance, the memorial offering. But it may carry the idea of bringing one's plight as well to Jah's attention, to Jah's attention. So here in the first three verses, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel, according to the, we said the KJV because the superscription, so it'll be the first three to four verses according to the Hebrew. But in the KJV, we're going to ride up with the first three verses just to get a basic foundation. In today's psalm, the daily psalm, according to the royal order. So first verse, including the superscription, Mizmor le David le Hazikir, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance, to make memorial. Yahweh ala be'ketzitka toki chayni uwa ba chemateka ti yasareini ti yasareini. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Rebuke me not in thy wrath. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Allah be'er katsipika, tokecheini. Rebuke me not in thy wrath. Ua bachemateka, te yasareini. Neither chasten me. Don't chasten I in thy heart. Ua bachemateka, ubachemateka, in the hamateka, in your hamateka, in your heart, ham. Don't go ham on me. Abba Father Yahweh, Uaba Chematika, Ti Yasareini, Ti Yasareini, 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 Yasareini. Now here, Psalm 6 and 161, verse 2, depends on the Hebrew or the English. In the Hebrew, verse 2, KJV, round about verse 1, we have, you know, this verse is identical. We have an identical verse when we look at Psalm 6. In Psalm 6, the first verse, Yahweh, al be'apika, tokecheini, we'al bahamatika, te yasareini. O Lord, Yahweh, Yahweh, judge, Jehovah, rebuke I not in thy anger, neither chasten me in thy wrath. Rebuke me not in thine anger. So we have one word, interesting, here in today's daily psalm, the 38th psalm. It's the same verse except for one word. Here we have, it says, rebuke me not in thy anger. Rebuke me not in thy anger. But we look at the word right here, right? We look at the word right here. We have be'ketzipika, and here we have be'apika. So that right there is the difference. Now, the context of this is that in the Bible we find that there's a belief or the faith that was prevalent that calamity and illness are divinely appointed means of punishment for chatiyat, for akri, for sin. Stricken by a painful malady, the psalmist in I sees in his and in such a condition evidence of Jah's displeasure, and thus humbly admits that he and I had deserved rebuke, but appeals that it should be in mercy and not in anger. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 24 also seeks to bring out this particular idea. Now, in some translations, and when we study the Hebrew, the words continue to are supplied in the translation of both lines. So the sense of it would be, do not continue to rebuke me in your wrath. Neither don't continue to chasten me in your hot displeasure. Now, the following verses makes it clear that the psalmist is already experiencing divine rebuke, already experiencing divine punishment, and thus ask that it might cease. So there's the idea of continuance. In other words, it says, rebuke me not. It's not, don't start to rebuke me. Don't continue. Don't keep on rebuking me. Right? Don't continue to rebuke me. Right? In your, here we have ketzef. Remember, there's one word difference between Psalm 6, right, verse 1, right? Psalm 6, verse 1 in the English, Psalm 6, verse 2 in the Hebrew. But this verse here that we have and Psalm 6, you have one is apika, anger, right? And here we have ketzef, ketzef, or big ketzipika, big ketzipika, Allah be ketzipika, and not in, al, not be in by way of ketzipika. Ketzipika, ka, the eye, males, ketzef, the ketzef. The ketzef is a splinter. That's something chopped off. But in the figurative, learning to read the sign language, it's like rage. It's like rage. Don't go on raging against I. Don't continue raging against I. And chastening I. Don't continue. Don't rage against I. Right? It's almost like the sense of like foaming with indignation and being very sore, very vexed. But the idea of rage and strife is, this is the word that's different. The word here, ketzef, big ketzipika, and in Psalm 6, be'apika. Apika, just anger. Here we have rage, and there's an idea of continuance, of ongoingness. Now, a comparison, as we mentioned, should be made between today's daily psalm, Psalm 38, and this opening verse, verse 1, and Psalm 6, verse 1. For similar wording, all similar except for one, right? Except for one verse. I mean, one word, one word. There's one word that's different. And that word, the word for anger, right? In this context here, where it says, rebuke me not in thy wrath. KJV brings out wrath. There we have more the sense of anger, right? Anger. Let's just go right here and bring this up. Chavarim, anger. Rebuke me not in thine anger. Psalm 6, verse 1. Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. And here in today's daily Psalm 38 and 1, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Thy wrath. So here we have a more stronger word in that sense. It's anger and then there's rage. Picking up with verse 2, the bait verse, for thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. Thy hand presseth I sore, I sore, I sore, I sore, I sore. Here we have key four. Chitzeka, kia chitzeka, ki chitzeka. Nihatu, nihatu bi, nihatu vi, nihatu vi. Thine arrows are gone deep, are gone deep for thine arrows. Kiya chitzeka, nihatu, nihatu bi, have gone deep in me, nihatu bi. Watinahata alai yadeka, watinahat alai yadeka, and yadeka, the eye hand, ayad, yadeka, the eye hand, yadeka, is come down upon me. KJV has presseth. He will be who he be is pressing me. He's pressing down upon I. The arrows. This is something emblematic. This is a word pick. Learn to read the sign language, part of the mythos, the mythological speech. When I said mythological, we're talking about figure of speech. Right? The figure of speech to describe. Right, that which is beyond, in a sense, words, except for the analogous, right, the parabolical logic of the speech. Thine arrows, chitzeka, chitzeka, ki chitzeka, nihatu bi. Emblematic of divine retribution, we have this in Psalm 7, round about verse 14. Here's descriptive of spasms, the spasms of pain, which shoot through his body and his limbs, the spasms of pain. Those are the arrows, right? Chitzeka, chitzeka, thy hand, yadeka. Yadeka has come down. With crushing weight, thy hand was heavy upon me. We have in Psalm 32, round about verse 4. There is no soundness. All right, there is no sound. Before writing to the next verse, let's just zoom in on this particular verse again right here. We have nachat, the Hebrew nachat, right, in the B part of the verse. So the A part, ki yachitzeka nichatu vi, in the A part of the verse, nichatu, penetrate, nachat, they penetrate, nichatu vi, what penetrates me? Ki yachitzeka, the iron arrows, those spasms of pain in the body, nachat, penetrate, to pierce. Now, note also the use of the kaal in Proverbs 17 and 10, where it says a rebuke makes a greater impression on a discerning person than 100 blows on a fool. Again, a reproof, it makes a greater impression on a discerning person than 100 blows on a fool. Now, the psalmist pictures Adonai as a warrior. The Lord as a warrior who shoots arrows at him. We have this also in Psalm 7, verses 12 to 13, the same idea. If a person does not repent and just sharpens his sword and prepares to shoot his bow, he prepares to use deadly weapons against him. He gets ready to shoot flaming arrows. Your hand. Yadeka, yadeka, yad, the eyes, hand, yadeka, with the ka, the eye, male's hand, yadeka, and your hand upon I. KJV has, and your hand presseth me sore. In the Sefer Tehillim, we have, and thy hand has come down upon I. In the Hebrew, we have, watinachat alai yadeka. Watinachata alai yadeka, and thy hand, this is interesting, thy hand, what? We have nachat again, nachat, here in the second, you say verse from the KJV perspective, second verse, actually it's the Gimel verse in the Hebrew, but just to keep it peshat plain, in the second verse, looking at KJV, King James Version, in the second verse, we have the second part of the verse, and thy hand presseth me sore. But the same word, verb, as stick fast. Notice that term, stick fast. Stick fast, the idea is going deep. But nachat is to penetrate. But in this sense, it's interesting. Some say that it's unclear the context, right? Some say it's preferable to amend the text, watanach, from the nachat, watanach, from the verb nu, nuach, rest. In this case, the text would literally read, and your hand rest upon me. Here we have a sentence of Yeshaya, Isaiah 25 and 10. For Adonai's power will make this mountain secure. Moab will be trampled down where it stands, as a heap of straw is trampled down in a manure pile. Though the phrase is used in a positive sense there, unlike we have here, your arrows pierce me. Your arrows, they pierce I, and your hand presses me down. Aleph Beit, the Gimel here, come from a KJV perspective here. We have verse 3, there's no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my chatiyat, because of my akari. In the Hebrew we have, eina mitom, biya besari, mipneya za'emeka. Za'imeka, ein shalom, ba it's amai, mipneya chatati. Mipnei chataiti. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine indignation. Eina mitoma biya besaria mipnei zaimeka. Neither is there any health. Ein shalom. Shalom. Ein shalom. There is no shalom. Ein shalom. There is neither is there any health.
Ein shalom ba et amai mi pene chataiti, because of my, in the face of my chataiti, in the face of my akari chataiti. So after the hand coming down with the crushing weight, the hand being heavy, we have health.
We have health.
Or KJV brings it out where it says, neither is there any rest in my bones. But the Hebrew says, ain shalom, ain shalom. There's no shalom. Shalom, teina, teina, shalom. In this sense, shalom, peace, is referring to health. Literally, we have peace. There is no peace. There's no health. There's no soundness on one hand. Ain mitom, completeness, wholeness, ain mitom. And there's no shalom, ain shalom. First part, ain mitom. Be v'sari in my flesh, mi penea za'imeka, because of thy indignation, because your indignation. Ain shalom, there's no health, ain no health, ba it's amai in my bones, ba it's amai, mi penea, from the face of chat'ati, my chat'at, my uckery, peace, which may refer to, some say, the fever. When we read the context, it seems to be a sickness, a fever, which is preventing him, which is keeping him up and preventing him from rest. There is no soundness in my flesh from before your anger. Mipene za'imeka, because of your anger. Anger here refers metonymically to divine judgment, right? To divine judgment here, the anger. And the word za'am, strictly is almost like the foam froth at the mouth. Figuratively is fury. It's the fury, right? Fury. This is fury here, right? Which in the practical effect, right, of Jah's anger at the psalmist Chatiat, at the psalmist Akari, how he is seeing his condition. There is no health in my bones from before my sin. There's no health in my bone because of my Akari.
Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Psalm 58. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart.
Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. Mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
So here we have in Mizmor Lamed Chet. Mizmor Lamed Chet. Psalm 38, Psalm XXXVIII. The superscription, also called the title, in the KJV Bibles, once again, for the Talmudim, for the disciples. When you look in the KJV Bibles, the superscription, Hebraically, the first verse, the Aleph verse, is the small type you find after the psalm and the number in the KJV versions that's not numbered in the King James Version, the translation, but in the Hebrew, that is the first verse. So that's usually the verse that gets the initial emphasis because it sets up the context, especially in the Midrash, in the study of the psalm. So here, in looking at today's psalm, in Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet, we have Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, to make memorial. A psalm of David, a mizmor, a chant, Isis, in the sense of Isis, Zamar, mizmor, LeDawid, LeHazikir, LeHazikir, to make memorial. In the King James Version, the KJV, this superscription is translated, LeHazikir, LeHazikir, is translated as to bring to remembrance. So we have LeHazikir, to bring to remembrance, according to the KJV. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, we have the translation as to make memorial. Now, why is this important? Well, this is very important because here, in the superscription, in the title, the Hebraic, the Hebrew Aleph verse, the first verse, the Aleph verse, we have Mizmor LeDawid LeHazikir, a psalm of David, Mizmor LeDawid, to make memorial. KJV translates it as to bring to remembrance. But what is lehazikir? Lehazikir. Lehazikir. What is lehazikir? Is it to make memorial or to bring to remembrance? And why is this the key for us, especially in I&I sabbatical studies and the discipleship and in the Torah studies? Here, when we begin with Vayikra, Vayikra, and he called. Vayikra, Vayikra, Kara, and he called. And Yahuwah Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he called out of the tabernacle, the Ohel Moed, out of the Mishkan, the sanctuary, to Moshe, beginning off the third book of Moses, known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, the cipher of he calls, the calling. So here we have a few important themes. One is the call and the calling. Many are called, few are chosen. Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach reminds us. So the idea of the call, called to be a holy nation, right? A holy nation and a chosen priesthood, a royal priesthood, right? A royal priesthood, a kingdom, right, of the priesthood, a royal priesthood. So in the Old Testament, we have the beginning and the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem's intent, the Holy One's intent for Yisrael. Now here, if we turn the scriptures, let's go to a little study right here, and how today's Psalm, Psalm 38, and in the season concerning Leviticus is very much a key. We're going to be zooming in on chapter 2, in particular verse 2, with the sweet savor offerings. The second item in Leviticus chapter 2 is the what's called the meat offering. Now, the meat offering, as it's called in the translation, is actually a bloodless offering. More correctly, it should be referred to as the meal offering. Hebraically, it's the mincha. The mincha, some enunciate as the mincha. The mincha is the meal offering. The meal offering, it is usually a grain offering, and it's also what is called a bloodless offering. Here, this is Moshiach. This is Messiah. Christos, Christ, the anointed Moshiach, in his human perfections, tested by sufferings. So here's a reference to the Torah, the direction, instruction, the Torah of this offering, furthermore in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 14 to verse 23. This is just bringing detail and light to Leviticus chapter 2. How is Leviticus chapter 2, in particular verse 2, related with the superscription, the first verse of today's Psalm Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, a Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance, or more better, to make memorial. Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, LeHazkir. What is LeHazkir? So let's get to the root word Hazkir, Hazkir, LeHazkir. To make memorial within the Levitical sense, to make memorial, not the memorial offering, that memorial in the Levitical sense, then we have the idea of bringing to remembrance through that act, bringing to remembrance before he who be who he be through that act of offering, through that act of offering. So what is this act of offering that David here in Mizmor LeDawid, LeHazikir, is doing and accompanying with the Psalms? So here we have the Psalms and David and David in the tabernacle of David, bringing out the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, man after Yahuwah, Jehovah's own heart, bringing out the new covenant sense of the liturgical use, the higher use, according to the pattern that we have in HaTorah, according to the pattern that we have in Torah, and especially here in Leviticus, the third book, and we have David of the tribe of Judah, bringing forward even that higher aspect of the offering and that heart, the heart of the matter, according to Yahuwah, according to Jehovah HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. And it's important to note, also important to note, that this is what is called a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to or expressing penance. So often the psalm is referred to as a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to penance or expressing a state of penitence, like a repentance state. So what is today's psalm associated with? What's an overview? Let's get some basic 411 overview, and then we can elaborate more on LeHazikir. Then LeHazikir, would come into a better context. Now, in some translations, based on the KJV, the superscription is included as verse 1. In some Bibles, like here, looking in this particular Bible, I'm looking in Scofield Study Bible, a Psalm of David to bring to remembrance is before the first so-called proper verse. But in the online, the Word software that we have advantage of right here, it includes it within the first verse. So it's all included as the first verse. So here, to put today's Psalm, Psalm 38, a penitential psalm, and also in the Sefer Tehillim, it is deemed a penitence prayer, a repentant prayer, a repentant prayer, bringing out that sense even more today, because we're going from like the older translations, even for KJV, and bringing it into today's context. So today's psalm, the author, and here we can take Dawid, David, because the superscription means more le Dawid, le David, Dawid. Here, David, the author, asked Adonai to deliver him, to snatch him from his enemies. He confesses his sin, his uckery, his falling short, his missing of the mark, and he recognizes that cognizance and recognition. He recognizes that the crisis that he faces, and he faces, is the result of divine discipline. So here, this psalm has a theme of confessing one's falling short, missing the mark, and recognizing that the crisis that one is facing in context of today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, is the result of divine discipline. And that word discipline, tokacha, tokacha, and discipline, and also connected with musar, discipline, as well as instruction or correction. Sometimes in the translation, it's been translated into English as chastening. Every son whom the father loves, he chastens, he disciplines. So here, facing the result, right, facing this crisis, right, which is the result of divine chastisement, divine discipline, and we say discipleship. Yet, he begins, right, by begging Yahuwah. Right, he begs Yahuwah not to reject him. So thus we have the first verse here. Right, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Mizmor le David le hazikir, Yahuwah Allah birkatzpeka te tokecheni, Yahuwah Allah birkatzpeka tokecheni. Neither chasten I in thy wrath. Ua va chamatika te yasareini. Neither chasten I in thy wrath. U ba chamatika ham. Don't be ham. Asking Yahuwah Jehovah not to go ham. Ua va chamatika. U ba chamatika in the eyes. Chamat. In the eyes, wrath, fiery, hot, ham. In the eyes, ham. In the eyes, wrath. U ba chamatika te yasareini. Neither chasten me not. So here is the opening of today's psalm. Now, the superscription, lehazikir. What about lehazikir? Right? The Hebrew text, lehazikir, may be translated, and it has been translated as to bring or to cause to remember, to bring to remembrance. This is what we have in the 1611 KJV translation, to bring to remembrance, to cause to remember. Now, the same form, and here we have Hebraically, according to the Hebrew grammar, getting into the grammar of the matter, we have the hifil, right, the infinitive. Right? So we have zakar, the root word zakar, to remember. Zakar, the H2142, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar has three entries, right? The H2142, a very key word, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar properly is to mark so as to be recognized, to mark so as to be recognized. The sense of this, in S, to remember. So when we remember, is to mark something so as what we mark is recognized. The second The second entry for the Hebrew Zakar, the H2142, is to mention Zakar. The third entry, also as a denominative, right, is to be male. So Zakar, to mark, that is to remember, to mention, Zakar, and to be male, Zakar. So we have male and female, he created them. Male, Zakar u nekeba, Zakar u nekeba, right? Zakar, male, to be male. Now, the entry in the KJV use from this root, this Hebrew root word, Zakar, right? Zakar, to remember, to mark, to mention, to be male. Often, this root word has been translated, this is very interesting, a couple of the senses that's translated. One, to burn, aishens, as we have even in the connection right here with lehazkir, to burn aishens, the sense of earnestly, the sense to be male, to mention, to make mention of, to be mindful, to recount, to record, zakar, recorder, remember, make to be remembered, to bring, right, to bring to remembrance, as we have translated in the KJV, Psalm 38, the superscription connected with the first verse, to bring to remembrance, to call to remembrance, to come to remembrance, to keep to remembrance, to put to remembrance, to bring in remembrance, to keep in remembrance. Right, to think on, in the sense of think well, to think on. So here we get to the very root of lehazikir, right, with zakar, right, zakar. Now, why is that important with Wayikra? With Wayikra in Leviticus chapter 2, right, in Leviticus chapter 2, what do we have right here? Right, in Leviticus chapter 2, it says, the meal offering, in connection with the meal offering, the mincha, called the mincha, Hebraically, mincha, HaKohen, the priest was commanded to make the memorial part azkara, to make the memorial part azkara thereof smoke up on the altar. In Leviticus chapter 2, at the second verse, here it reads, Vehiktir HaKohena eta azkarataha ha nizabecha ishe Reyach, Niyachocha, LaYahua. So the fuller verse right here, we're reading from the Chumash right here, where it says, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke, where hiktir, to burn aishens, to cause aishens to smoke, hiktir, where hikatir hakohen, the priest shall cause the smoke, et azkarata, the memorial part thereof smoke, ha mizbecha, on the mizbecha, on the altar, ha mizbecha, on the altar, ishe reyach, niyachoach, layahua. An offering made by fire, ishe, the word ishe being brought out from the Hebrew is an offering made by fire, is the ishe reyach, niyachoach, layahua. An offering made by fire of a sweet savor, of a reyach, nichoach, sweet savor, sweet smell, la Yahua, to Jehovah, to He who be, who He be. So that's the connection with Le Hazikir right there. We have the Le Hazikir, right? We also have this in the heading, superscription, the title of Psalm 70, Le Hazikir. Now some understand this based on the scripture in the sense of for the memorial offering. But it also carries the idea of bringing one's plight to Ha Elohim, Eloheinu, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah's attention. So both the connection of the memorial part of the offering, the remembrance part, memorial part, and in the bringing to effect what we have here in Vayikra Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, this also causes to bring the one's plight, who is the offerer. And when you look at this in the fuller context right here, let's just bring KJV to light. And all this is connected with Leviticus and also how the Psalms, such as the Psalms of Dawid, reflect that Hebrew prophecy concerning our Lord coming from the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, what Dawid brings forward here even in today's Psalm Mizmor Lamed Chet. So here, KJV reads verse 1 and 2, and when any will offer a, KJV says meat offering, but as we explained, the meat there is in the old English sense of meat as something to be eaten, but more correctly, it's a meal. It's a grain offering. The meal offering, la Yahuwah to Jehovah, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it and put frankincense thereon. Verse 2, and he shall bring it to Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, to Aaron's sons, the priests. And he shall take there out his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it up on the altar to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah. Now, immediately if one is paying attention, will notice the difference in the translation. Here KJV says, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar. From the Hebrew, in the Sefer Chumash, from the Hebrew right here, we have the translation, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke up on the altar, where he kadir hakohena eta azkarataha ha mizabeha isheya reyacha nihoha layahua. This is a better translation from the Hebrew. The better translation from the Hebrew is, and the priest shall make the memorial part, the azkara, or the azkarata, thereof smoke. Hikatir, we are from the Kitaret, Qatar, to smoke, to burn ancients. Hikatir, where Hikatir hakohena et azkarataha, ha mizbeha, on the altar, the Mizbeha, Ishei, offering made by fire, Ishei, Reyacha Nihoha, sweet savor, sweet smelling, Reyach Nihoha, Layahua, to Jehovah. So here KJV just brings out a sense of shall burn the memorial. So you just get the idea of something burning. But the Hebraic, where Hikatir, Atir, to Katar, Kitaret, to cause it to smoke, and being an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor. So the memorial, the word in the KJV, memorial, mo better, is the memorial part, the azkarata, right? So as we just go a little bit forward here, just to bring out this sense of the superscription, what is it saying, and how should this be understood so we can give praise with overstanding. Now here, this psalm, in common with Psalm 70, verses 1 to 5, to chief musician, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. So here, again, we have this idea in Psalm 70, to bring to remembrance, or to make memorial, the azkaratah. So here, it bears the inscription, le hazkir, as we have in today's psalm, le hazkir, mizmor de Dawid, le hazkir. Psalm of David, a chant, Isis of David, of Dawid, to make remembrance, Lehazikir. Now, the chronicler in Chronicles, we have 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, refers to these Hazkir Psalms, together with the Hodu and the Hallelujah. So they are the Hodu, to give thanks, oh give thanks, Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah, and the Hazkir. So the Hazkir, the remembrance. So here the chronicler in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4. Let's go there. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4 says, and he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to record, and to thank, and praise Yahuwah, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true power of Yisrael. So here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, KJV version, and he appointed. Now the word certain is italicized, so it's not there. So he appointed of the Levites to minister before the ark, the Tabot in the Ethiopic, before the Aaron of Yahuwah of Jehovah, and to record, one, to record, and to thank, two, and praise Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahuwah Yahweh, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael. Let's just bring this down to Hebrew right here, this verse right here. Bring this up. Vayitein lifnei Aaron Yahuwah min ha-Elohim mi sharetim u'ale hazikir u'ale hodot u'ale halel la-Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. So here, very interesting, this relation, this connection here in the Hazkir, to bring to remembrance here in today's psalm is strictly Levitical. Question that should be asked, and we will ask, is how and why is Dawid of the tribe of Judah bringing out this higher Levitical point, as we have the epistle to the Hebrews concerning, you know, the tribe of Judah. We're going to bring that out as an exhibit right here. It is evident that Adonainu, our Adonai, sprang out of Yehuda, Judah, of which tribe Moshe spake nothing concerning priesthood. Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood from the tribe of Yehuda. But here we have Dawid. Here we have David, right? Even in the Brit Yeshana, here we have Dawid. Here we have David speaking to these Levitical things here in this penitent prayer, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38. Here in the superscription, a Psalm of David, Lehazkir, Lehazkir. And here in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 4, it reads, and he appointed of the Levites to minister before the Aaron, Yahuwah, the Ark of Jehovah, and to record Lehazkir, to record and to thank and praise Yahuwah, Elohei Yisrael, to praise he who he be, the power, the Elohim of Yisrael. So here, what we have to ask is in 1 Chronicles, right, in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, who are we speaking of? Verse 1 says, so they brought the ark of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings, lifnei Elohim, before Elohim. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings, the olot, and the peace offerings, the shalami, he blessed Ha'am, the people, in the name, B'Shem Yahuwah, in the name of he who be, we be. And he dealt to every one of Yisrael, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread. So we have this idea of a loaf of bread, and a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. And verse 4, now the connectivity with what we have here in today's psalm, and also what we have in 1 Chronicles in the scripture, giving us a better understanding, overstanding, so we can give praise, as Psalm 47, verse 7 says, give praise, Isaac, with understanding, skillfully, overstanding. Here, he appointed, so David appointed of the Levites to minister before the Aaron, Yahuwah, the Aaron, the Ark of Jehovah, for the Tabot of Exavia, and to record, and to thank, and praise he who be we be, the power, true good, true God of Yisrael. Vayitein lifnei Aaron Yahuwah min ha-Elohim mi sharetim u'ale hazikir u'ale hodot u'ale halel la-Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. So here the chronicler in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 4 refers to the hazikir, to the Hodot, to the Halel, to the Hazkir Psalms, the Remembrance Psalms, to the Hodu Psalms, to the Thank Psalms, and to the Hallelujah, right? The Praise, the Ilulu, the Ililta Psalms. In connection with the presentation of the meal, the Mincha, the meal offerings, called the Mincha, right? Some Yehudis refer to it as Mincha. So you may hear Mincha, Mincha. Hebraically is Mincha, Mincha, right? Mincha, right? And the minchot, right? The meal offerings, a portion of the meal. Remember, the meal offering is a bloodless offering. It's a grain, right? A grain offering. Because right? Some of the things that when we spell Leviticus and the offerings and the sacrifice and the offerings, one might think it's always debtors or always no. But here, this is very important, the meal offering, the significance of what David has here in the superscription of Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet. So a portion of the meal offering was cast into the altar fire, vis-a-vis a handful of the meal, the grain, mixed with oil, and the whole, the entirety of the aishins, the entirety of the incense, the entirety of the aishins. And we have this here in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, Vayikra, right? Perek Beit, right? Verse Beit. Right, so here in the house, right, a handful of meal, of grain mixed with oil, and the whole of the aishins, of the incense. This portion was called the Azkara, right, the Azkara offering. And now here we have, this is I'm looking at the Koine Greek right here, because this comparison here in the notes right here. And to offer it, so the Azkara from Zakar, remembrance, memorial, to offer it, Hazkir, the Hefil of it, because the ascending smoke was intended to bring the owner of the offering into remembrance, lehazikir. So both the memorial part, making that memorial offering, is to bring the owner of the offering into remembrance with Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be, I Elohim, true good, true God, in connection with the presentation of this memorial portion of the mincha, the two psalms, speaking about Psalm 38, with the superscription lehazikir, and Psalm 70, superscription of the Hazkir. Right? So the two psalms are appointed to be used as prayers, penitential psalm, repentance psalm, as prayers. Hence, we have the inscription at the presentation of the Azkara, Mizmor le David le Hazkir. Le Hazkir is the presentation of the Azkara, which is the portion taken from the meal offering, from the mincha, the meal offering, the grain offering. Now the LXX, it's interesting, it adds Ferito Sabato, right? Perhaps equivalent to Last Shabbat. We have this right here. So in this psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, we find a repetition of a peculiarity of the penitential psalms, the Hebrew repentance psalm, vis-a-vis that the praying one has to complain not only of afflictions of body and soul, but also of outward enemies who come forward as his accusers and take occasion of his sin, of his akri, of his lack, his falling short, his missing the mark. They take occasion of his sin to prepare the way for his ruin. This arises from the fact that the Berit Hashanah Mitmanan, the believer, right, whose perception of chet, sin, right, was not as yet so spiritual. So we should have a more spiritual, a more refined, from the five cycle to the meta-five cycle, metaphysical, spiritual understanding. But here we have the Old Testament, you see the Old Testament Mitmanan, right, whose perception of chet, sin, akri, was not as yet so spiritual and deep as that we have in the Berit Chadasha sense, But David's perception, a man after Yahuwah, Jehovah's own heart, his perception, as we find in today's psalm, is much deeper. Right? This is where we make the connection even with Hebrews. Right? And it's evidence that Rovenu sprang from the tribe, the Mateh Yehuda, tribe of Judah. Right, so it's not as deep. So here we have almost always calls to mind some sinful act that has become openly known. So here in the case of David, some put forward that is the Bathsheba, that this psalm, as well as other psalms, is connected with the testimony, right? The testimony, and we could say the liturgy, speaking to that particular situation right there. But his sin, his sinful act, his deed, has become openly known. So the psalm here speaks to that uckery, that falling short that has become openly known, and the foes, the enemies, the haters, who would then prepare for one's ruin because we gotcha, right? These are the instruments of the satanic power of evil, of calumny, of hurt, of wrong, of misfortune, of bad things, right? So Psalm 38, verse 21, very interesting, this verse right here, we have Yist-Anuni. This is Yist-Anuni, Yist-Anuni, right? Yist-Anuni, I think we have this here in today's Psalm, Psalm 38. Let's look at this verse right here, just to bring this out as an example right here. It says right here, was it verse 21, verse 21, the KJV verse 21. Here we have this, they also that repay evil for good are adversaries to me, because I follow the thing that is good, the thing that good is, right? So here we have Yist-Anuni. So the word in the Hebrew, Sit-Anuni, Sit-Anuni, the Satan, the satanic, Sit-Anuni, Yist-Anuni, Yist-Anuni, Yist-Anuni Tachat, right? Tofe, oh, Rodefe, yes, oh, good, because I follow that which good is, right? So this becomes perceptible to the New Covenant Mitmanon. In the New Covenant sense, you can perceive what Dawid, the higher sense that he's coming from, but according to the pattern, right, that pattern of, we could say, of Levi or Aaron there, right? So more perceptible to the Berit.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38. Mizmor Le David, Le Hazakir, Yahuwah, Ala Bekazipika, Toki Chayni, Ua Bachimateka. Yasareni, Kia Hitzeka, Nia Hatua B, Wa Tia Ne Hat Alai Yadeka, a psalm of David to bring suffering to remembrance. O Yahweh, Jehovah, rebuke me, rebuke I not in thy wrath, neither neither chasten me, chasten I in thy heart displeasure.
Pleasure, pleasure.
Yahweh. Wa ala bik atzipika toki chayni ua bach matika te yasareini. A psalm of David, mizmor le David, to bring suffering to remembrance. Le hazkir, le hazkir. O Yahweh, Jehovah, rebuke I not in thy wrath. Yahweh ala bik atzipika. Neither chasten I in thy heart displeasure, neither chasten me in thy wrath. Uabach matika te yasareni. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Jeremiah 10:24. Yahweh Jehovah, chasten me only in measure, not in thine anger, lest thou, the eye, bring me to nothing, to naught. It is not written here, O Lord, chasten me in measure, but Yahweh, Jehovah, chasten me only in measure. That is, Yahweh, Jehovah, Lord, chasten me only with moderate punishments. So too it is written in Mishlei Shlomo in the Proverbs, Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son that there be hope. Chasten, discipline thy son that there be hope. Yasir binka ki yesh tikwa. Chasten thy son, Yasir binka, for there is hope. Ki yesh tikwa, while there
is still hope. Ki yesh tikwa. This is as if to say, chasten him, but not to death, not to death. Take care that in chastening, in disciplining, thou dost not destroy him. Wela emito alatisa nafsheka, only set not thy heart on his destruction. Wela emito ala tisa nafsheka, and to the killing of him, lift not up thy soul. Wela emito, and to the killing of him, alatisa nafsheka, lift not up thy soul. Hence, here, David said, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Ala be'ketzipika tokichayni. Rebuke I not in thy wrath. A rebuke is good. It is said in Mashal and Proverbs, in Proverbs 3 and 12, whom Yahuwah loveth, he rebuketh. Kiyat asher ye ehavi Yahuwah yokiyach. For whom Jehovah loveth, he correcteth. Kiyat asher ye ehav Yahuwah yokiyach. Whom Jehovah loveth, he rebuketh. But only when the rebuke is not given in wrath. Therefore, David said, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Yahuwah, ala be'ketzipka tokcheheini. He also said, chastisement is good, as Scripture says, even in Psalm 94, verse 12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord. Ashrei hagever, asher teyasarenu yah. Happy is the man whom thou instructest, whom thou chastenest. Cha. Ashrei hagever, asher teyasarenu yah. Happy is the man whom thou chastenest. But we, I and I, cannot long suffer it. Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel Olam, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, I and I have sinned, and Thou art angry. And so we, I and I, are not saved, as it is said even in Isaiah, in Isaiah 64 and 4, behold, Thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In them have we been of long time. And shall we be saved? Subdue I and I, little by little. Subdue us, little by little. As it is written, even in Micah 7 and 19, He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us as he subdues our iniquities. Hence, here it is said, O Lord, Yahuwah, Jehovah, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Yahuwah, ala be'ketzipka tokcheheini, u'abachmatika deyasareini. A weaver, when he is sure that the frame stands fast, goes ahead with vigor. But when he is sure that the frame does not stand fast, does not strike with vigor, I and I are the web, and thou, the eye, art the weaver. I and I cannot endure thy wrath or hot displeasure. As Scripture says, even in Psalm 6, verse 3, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. Chaneni Yahuwah, ki umlal ani. Be gracious to me, O Jehovah, for I languish away. Chaneni Yahuwah, ki umlal ani. be gracious, have mercy upon I, O Jehovah, for I am weak, for I languish, ki umlal ani. For if thou, the I, art up on me, upon me, upon I, with hot displeasure or wrath, I shall die at once. And as it's written in Psalm 30, verse 10, what profit is thee in my blood when I go down to the pit? Mahabata bi dami bi ridti illa shahat. What profit is there in my blood? Mahabata bi dami. When I shall go down to the pit? Bi ridti illa shahat. He who is not skilled in giving lashes, after binding a man, strikes him upon the head or between the eyes with a stick. But he who is skilled in giving lashes, after binding a man, strikes him upon the back, not upon the head or between the eyes, in order not to blind the man's eyes. He strikes him upon a part of the body where there is no danger. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Zechariah 13 and 6, what are these wounds between my hands? And he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. What are these wounds between my hands? And he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. That is, if one be asked, what are these wounds between my hands? He will answer, they are the result of being befriended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the result of being befriended by the Holy One. Blessed be He. Ein mitom bia besari mipneya va'emeka. Ein shalom. Ba it's amai mipneya chatati kia ronotaya avrua roshi k masa kabeda yekabdua mi meni. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine indignation. Ein mitom bia besaria mipneya zaimeka. Neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. Ein shalom ba it's amaya mipneya chatati. For mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me, for I. Kia evonotaya av roshi. For mine iniquities are gone over roshi, my head, my ras. Kia evonotaya av rua roshi. K masa kabed yikibdua mi meni. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, used to say, according to Ezra 9 and 6, our iniquities are increased over our head. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac told a parable, a mashal, of a man with a burden on rosho, on his ras, on his head, who was crossing the river, his feet sinking deep in the water. He was told, put the burden away from thee, and thou wilt be able to lift up thy feet. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, likewise, the Holy One, blessed be He, ask Israel, wherefore, why do you say, according to the words of Isaiah 55 and 7, for mine iniquities are gone over, according to the words of today's daily psalm compared with the words of Isaiah, wherefore do you say, for mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Kia onotaya abru roshi kumasa kaveda yikubdua mimeni. And in Isaiah 55 and 7, let make the wicked forsake his way,
make the ratchet forsake his way. That is, put away your evil deeds, and I shall have mercy upon you. As Scripture goes on to say, make him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Rav Chanina Bar Papa said, according to the words of Psalm 40 and 6, many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us, to I and I, to us word. Rabota osita, ata Yahweh el-Hai, nifloteka, ua machashevoteka, eleinu. Many, O Jehovah my God, Yahweh el-Hai, many are the wonderful works which thou hast done. Rabot osita ata Yahweh Elohai, and thy thoughts that are to us word. Nifloteka ua machashevoteka eleinu. Many, rabot, many were all the wondrous works and thoughts. Nifloteka ua machashevoteka, that thou, Ata, didst conceive to make Abraham choose the yoke of the kingdoms for himself. The words to us word, towards us, eleinu, eleinu, to us word, they show that he did so for our sake, that we, that I and I, might endure in this world. Rav Shimon bar Papa, Simeon bar Abba, Rav Shimon bar Abba taught in the name of Rav Yochanan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, that made Abraham see four things, Torah, the yoke of the kingdoms, Gehenna, and offerings of Torah, the direction, instructions. It is written, even in Bereshit, Genesis 15, verse 17, a torch of fire. And elsewhere in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 23 and 29, is not my word like as fire? Torch means Torah. Torch means Torah. As in the words from Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, all the people perceived the thunderings and the torches of Gehenna. It is written even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 15, verse 17. Behold, a smoking furnace. By that is meant Gehenna, as in the words from Malachi 3 and 10, Malachi 3, verse 10. Behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace. Of offerings, it is said even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 15, verse 9. Take I a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, of the yoke of the kingdoms. It is written even in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 15, verse 12, lo, a dread, even a great darkness fell upon him.
Yes, 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 bad boy, bad girl, change your ways. Yah is calling I and I. Love your neighbor, fulfill the word. They'll know who we be, how much love we have for one another. Shalom, chaverim, shalom, here, here, here. Yah be you, love your neighbor.
My voice, yeah, and follow me. Love the words of God and thy neighbor as thyself, as thyself. Oh, God, keep our soul in suffer not our feet anymore. Yes, oh God, keep our soul in life.
the words of God and thy neighbor as thyself, as thyself. Oh God, keep our soul in life and suffer not our feet to be moved. Yeah.
Laila Tov, Laila Tov, Chavarim, Laila Tov, Hashem Yeshua, and a Boker Tov. Have a good night and have a good rise, good dawning, Hashem Yeshua, Yeshua Shalom.